14 and 12. On Fridays, they go straight from school to ski sundown, and they just tear it up. And they just – and they want to stay through night skiing, and I'm like, no. Like, we're going home. I want to have a beer and sit on the couch and watch a game. I don't want to sit here eating more French fries in the lodge.
Just for the record, we do have a bar.
I know, but I have a 25-minute ride home. Listen, yeah. Bob Switzgable here with us, who owns and runs Ski Sundown, along with Dan Jerram, the first selectman here in New Hartford. Listen, I love your business because it's small. It feels small. And it, my kids, I honestly, when I ski with them, I'm like, I don't want to ski with you anymore. Because they go up there and they own it, right? They own it. And they love talking about the jumps and this trail and that trail. And you've really created something where the kids, they identify and they feel comfortable on your mountain. And I don't know if that just sort of happens organically, or is there a way to manage it, well, to make that happen?
You know, I mean, that really is part of skiing, is that it's a lifetime sport. If you ski, your family skis, you're going to ski together forever. And even though, you know, the kids are ripping it up in the park or whatever's going on, and you're skiing blue intermediate trails, you've all got that shared experience. So at the end of the day, you all went skiing together. You might not spend the entire day skiing together, but it's a shared experience. And, you know, it's great, and it's what keeps families together, really.
I guess so. They don't want to be with me at all because they get to do it with their friends. I think that's my point. Yes. Is that what's special about Ski Sundown is that in a safe way they can be together without us too, and I think that's why they love it. And listen, it's a mountain for all ages. I'm just saying, from my perspective with my kids, that's the experience they have, and they love it.
Yeah, and the beauty of it too is that the way Ski Sundown is kind of shaped is that everything funnels down back to the base area. So your kids are off, they're off, but they're not going to wind
go
up
anywhere else.
Too yeah. far away. They're right. coming back.
Yeah. How big a how important is Ski Sundown to New Hartford, and not just the town, but like the local economy too?
It's massive. But it's more than just a business. And I think having Bob here, you have to understand that New Hartford is big on family owned, family operated, and having Bob be part of the community for many years, his 20th year as an owner, but 39th year working with the organization. Everybody knows Bob, everybody knows his family, and that's a large part why families gravitate to Ski Sundown, because it has that family-oriented culture where people go, people love it. I tell people all the time, when you walk across the bridge and you go to Ski Sundown, that's memories are made there, magic happens there, and you can't ever put a price on that.
The scene is just hysterical to me. I don't know, I just find it, I just find the whole scene is just, it's really great. And what I want to say, so we have the Brewfest coming up, so you want to, I mean, you're not necessarily Four Seasons, but you want to use the facility when there's not skiing. So you said what, there's like 70 beer and liquor vendors coming to the mountain?
Over 70 brewers. It's June 11th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. You have to be 21 and over, no children, no dogs, but it is a fun time. There's music, there's beer.
Food trucks.
How does it work in terms of, like, you buy a ticket or you buy drink tickets? Like, or is there one admission and you
one
get...
One admission, $30 if you buy it ahead of time, $35 at the door. You can buy them at skisundown.com.
What does $30 get you?
Get you in. Okay. Get you a
drink
tasting,
ticket,
a tasting cup, and it gets you.
And you start visiting the vendors in their tents.
You can just use that cup and get as much as you want.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the Uber? What does it take to Uber from New Hartford to Windsor?
You know, I think the Ubers are starting to catch on when we do this.
So that you've done this for 11 years in a row. Now you have sons who help you with the business. Is that right?
I have two boys working there now. Yeah.
And was it their idea for the Brewfest, or how did it come about?
No, we've been doing the Brewfest for a long, long time. This one we're doing for a long time, and then this reiteration we're doing has been going on for 11 years with these charities that we're working with.
So the money, the proceeds, they're not going to the family pockets. It's a charity. What does
yes.
it go toward?
St. Mary's Church in Torrington. It goes to Brooker Memorial, which is a nonprofit that's been in business for over 100 years in Torrington. They do daycare, just a wonderful thing for the kids, education for children in Torrington, and also for Summit Adaptive Sports, which is Ski Sundown's adaptive sport program for people with disabilities.
Yeah, my you know, one of my wife's best friends has a son in Alaska who he's got some developmental issues, and he does the adaptive skiing. It's one of the most incredible things you'll ever see. We only have a few seconds here. Again, it's the 11th Brewfest at Ski Sundown. You go to skisundown.com, you can get all the information.
All the information. Mm-hmm.
I want to know,
buy
like,
tickets online.
You used to work at the mountain, right?
I worked at the mountain.
So
yes.
You just woke up one day and it's for sale. You're like, I want to own it. Like, how does that happen?
It didn't exactly happen that way. But I got a job making snow out of school, and I've been there ever since.
That's awesome. And now you have, you said that they have better access to snowmaking now because of your water access, which is huge. So whenever it's cold, you're cranking it out.
Unbelievable. We put a pipe in last year from the MDC. We've got an extra 5 million gallons a day. It's improved our snowmaking. It allows us to make snow longer.
Right.
So we don't run out of water. So really, we're taking advantage of the cold.
And winters like this, you build that base, it saves your bacon, right? I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because there's... We had these incredible fluctuations in temperatures, and you were able to stay open, which was stunning, to be honest.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. So, listen, Bob Switzgable, Ski Sundown, check it out. Bring your family there. We have friends who come up from Darien to go to Ski Sundown.
Absolutely.
Because the dad grew up in Farmington. He's like, I'm taking my kids to Ski. I swear to God, that's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and obviously, Dan Jerram, First Electman, we're so grateful for your time today. It's such a good time to meet you and your family and your town. And so thanks, guys, to both of you.
It's our pleasure.
Thank
thanks
you.
For coming to
really
New Hartford.
Really appreciate
it. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.